Merry Christmas to you, one and all, from the bakers of Weber's Bread, who present your all-star Western Theater.
Drifting alone, singing a song under the Western moon.
From Hollywood comes your all-star Western Theater, starring America's great Western singers, Boy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage. Our guest today is the Western Screen's famous action star, Dennis Moore. My name is Cottonseed Clark, and here are the Riders of the Purple Sage.
Riding, roping, in the blazing sun all day. Singing, swinging, as I travel on my way. Riding, rocking, roping, spreading cattle all day long. Singing and a swinging to a cowboy song. Riding, roping, in the blazing sun all day.
Riding in the saddle all day long, to a long and lonesome cowboy song. Riding through the burning desert sand, to the land and country where a man's a man.
And I'll go riding, roping, in the blazing sun all day. Singing, swinging, as I travel on my way. Riding, rocking, roping, branding cattle all day long. Singing and a swinging to a cowboy song. Riding, open, in the blazing sun all day.
On this Sunday before Christmas, the bakers of Weber's Bread present the stars of your all-star Western theater in a Western mystery show. Christmas is kind of mysterious anyway. Old St. Nick is a phantom figure swinging through the skies with his reindeer, and his many packages and those presents he brings bear an exciting air of mystery, too. However, there's nothing mysterious about what's inside that famous blue gingham wrapper you see on your grocery shelf. It's Weber's Bread, the bread that's always good bread, always well-mixed and well-baked, and always a welcome addition to the daily menu. The firm, even texture and distinctive flavor of Weber's Bread will add to your family's mealtime enjoyment, too. So buy Weber's Bread when you go shopping. You'll like it. Their authentic and sincere interpretation of Western heart songs have helped to make the Riders of the Purple Sage one of the nation's outstanding favorites in the field of Western entertainment. Let's enjoy a favorite heart ballad as they sing, I'll Never Let You Go, Little Darling.
You say we've reached the hour of parting. You say our dream of love is gone. But I could never live without you. So please don't leave me all alone.
I'll never let you go, little darling. I'm sorry that I made you cry. I'll never let you go, 'cause I love you. So please don't try to say goodbye.
The stars would tumble down beside me. The moon would hang its head and cry. My arms would never hold another. So please don't ever say goodbye.
I'll never let you go, little darling. I'm sorry that I made you cry. I'll never let you go, 'cause I love you. So please don't try to say goodbye.
Thank you.
been a long time since we've had the pleasure of giving a welcome to the screen's grand action star, Dennis Moore. Not only a star of the Western screen, but one of the outstanding serial stars of today, makes Denny doubly welcome to our weekly gathering. We're happy to present him in a story of the West written especially for him, entitled The Phantom Rider. Friends and neighbors, Dennis Moore. From out of the West have come many stories of daring and bravery. Some of them as real as life itself. Others from the imaginative minds of men. Yet they are so numerous and widespread that even the most unusual and unbelievable are accepted as facts in the face of fictitious circumstance, and told so often that they become a real part of the West. Such a story is that of the Phantom Rider. Our story has its beginning in the great and lawless Basin City cattle country where, until a year before, the Phantom Rider roared throughout the countryside spreading his mysterious brand of justice. Here is the office of Buck Kincaid, unscrupulous cattle baron and self-styled leader of this thriving community.
I'm telling you, boss, if something ain't done to stop them drifters from coming into the basin, you're going to have trouble on your hands.
I know what I'm doing, Dawson. I can cut them off any time I want to.
How are you going to do it?
Most of them drifters are coming into the basin from the south. And the only way they can get their herd through is through Big Rock Canyon.
So what?
I own that pass, that's what. If they don't cross there, they got to drive their herds 100 miles below. And it ain't worth the trouble.
Oh, now I'm catching on, boss. We just post signs at the pass and dare them to come through.
Right, and you can begin posting those signs the first thing in the morning. Beginning right now, I'm closing the basin to outsiders.
You know, boss, everything's been going mighty smooth-like for you since the Phantom Rider disappeared a year ago.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on here? Quick, Dawson, open the door.
Don't see a thing, boss.
Dawson, look. Speak of the devil and he appeared.
What do you mean?
That note, tied to the rock. The Phantom Rider is back.
But, boss, maybe it's some prank somebody's pulling.
And nobody pulls jokes on me, Dawson. Besides, I've seen that handwriting before. It's him, all right.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to hire every gun slick that rides into this town. This time, the Phantom Rider is not going to take over.
Oh, hello, what you have, stranger?
If you think you could arrange it, friend, I'd like you to stir me up a glass of milk.
Milk? At a bar?
I'm sorry, my mistake. It just happens that I'm loco about milk. Oh, thanks anyway.
Yeah. 1 minute, please. For you, maybe so I get a glass of milk. You savvy? I keep it for myself. I like a milk, too. It's a very fine drink. Even more healthy than booze, even.
Well, good for you, friend, and much obliged.
Oh, yeah. One glass of milk coming up. There you are. Flesh from the cow. Almost.
You're the best barkeep I've ever run into. From now on, you get all my business. Here you are.
Oh, yeah. No, no charge you for milk. It's on a house, stranger.
Well, much obliged. Say, what's your name?
Oh, my name? My name is Domino Lung. Some people call me the cottonseed clerk from Shanghai. Maybe so, you must be stranger.
That's right. My name's Gabbert. Blue Gabbert. I just drifted in from Texas.
Texas? Oh, how you like it here in the United States of America?
All right, Domino, you can make mine a talk. Well, well. Am I colorblind, or is that a glass of milk you're drinking, stranger?
Well, you may be colorblind, but you're right about it being milk.
Ain't that nice?
I take it you don't like milk.
I don't like milk, nor anybody that drinks it.
I don't care whether you like me or not. But beginning right now, you're going to start drinking milk.
What do you mean, stranger?
I mean, you're going to drink that milk.
Well, you... What?
Get out of here! Get out of here! No.
Oh, look here now, stranger.
Start drinking that milk before I plug your other hand.
I won't get away with this.
Come on, drink up.
All right. I'll drink it.
Now, that wasn't so bad, was it?
Me and you ain't through, stranger. Remember that.
Here. What's going on here?
Now, the stranger blows in and starts making trouble, boss.
Lobo, you will go to bad place for telling such much lie.
Shut up, Domino, if you know what's good for you.
Oh, you dog face.
All right, stranger. Drifting gunslingers don't last very long in these parts. I can take care of myself. Especially if there's as gentle as this fellow you call Lobo.
Lobo Gerson happens to be one of the fastest gunmen in this country.
Maybe he's out of practice.
What are you doing in Basin City?
Looking for a job.
Then you're hired. You're working for me right now.
Boss, are you crazy?
I know what I'm doing. What's your name, stranger?
Gabbert. Blue Gabbert.
All right, Gabbert. Report to my office first thing in the morning. I got just the job for a man like you.
Come in.
Oh, hey, hello, Ma. Hello, Mr. Blue.
Well, hello there, Domino. I was just getting ready to hit the hay.
Yeah. I like to talk to you, Mr. Blue.
Sure. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I know not think that you know what kind of man you're going to work for.
I'm way ahead of you, Domino.
But you know, Savvy, maybe so. Everything, Mr. Blue. See?
I think I know what you're trying to tell me, Domino. That I'm hooked up with a bad crowd.
That is a lie, Mr. Blue. They are very bad hombres.
I know all about them, Domino.
But you stranger here. How you know all these things?
Well, we'll call it a premonition.
But Primo who?
Maybe you'll understand one of these days. In the meantime, us milk drinkers have got to stick together.
Stick together. Like a ham and egg.
Say, by the way, Domino, just what do you know about Buck Kincaid and his gang?
Lots of things. But if I tell you, maybe so I get in my throat.
Don't you worry about me, Domino.
No, Wally. I like you as my friend. But this Mr. Buck Kincaid, he's a very bad medicine. More better you be careful. I hear many strange things over at saloon where I came by.
Look, Domino, it's very important to me that I know all there is to know about Kincaid and his gang. How about it? Shall we work together?
Mr. Blue, you savvy? I will be your friend.
Now, here's your job for the present, Gabbert. I want you to ride over to the Big Rock Canyon Pass tonight and help Lobo and Dawson ride guard.
I don't reckon Lobo will be too anxious to work with me.
I straighten that all out. I don't allow my men to hold any grudges.
Is that all?
Oh, one thing more, Gabbert. A year ago, a fellow rode into this country wearing a big blue mask. Called himself the Phantom Rider.
The Phantom Rider?
Yeah, and he's back. Believe me, I want him taken care of. There's a $5,000 quick cash in it for the man who delivers him to me dead.
Now you're talking my language, Kincaid.
And you're the man I'm betting on to bring him in.
And I've got a hunch I'm just the man for the job.
Good. Now don't forget to meet Dawson Lobo at the pass. And don't let anyone through. The basin is now closed to outsiders.
All right, Kincaid. See you later.
Excuse me, friend. Could you tell me where Buck Kincaid's place is?
Yeah, that's his place right over there.
Well, much obliged to you.
Hey, just a minute. You seem kind of upset about something. You're a friend of Kincaid's?
No, I'm not. I'm going over to have a showdown with him about getting my cattle through his pass to the Big Rock Canyon.
Well, I happen to be having trouble with him, too. I wonder if you'd mind telling me what happened.
Well, not at all. I reached his pass this morning with my herd. When I tried to get through to the basin country, his men stopped me at gunpoint.
Well, what's the idea?
Well, he claimed it was his land. And if I drove my cattle through, I'd be trespassing and would have to suffer the consequences.
Where's your herd now?
Well, they're on the other side of the pass. And without grass or water. Something's got to be done, and quick.
Look, stranger. Take my advice and trust me. Don't see Kincaid yet. Just leave this to me, and I promise you everything will be all right for you.
But I don't know you either, friend. What's this all about?
Well, if you don't know Kincaid, and I do. Now, how about it? Do we do business?
Well, I'll try anything. My name's Murphy. Tom Murphy.
I'm Blue Gabbert, Murphy. I'll see you at the pass first thing in the morning. And in the meantime, just let everything ride as it is and say nothing to anyone about talking to me.
All right, Gabbert. I hope you know what you're doing.
Believe me, I do.
kind of dark. Boss said that new hand was going to be here to help us keep watch tonight.
Yeah, he'll be along any minute now.
I'm going to find the right time and even my score with that hombre.
Now you better take it easy. You know how Kincaid is about things like that.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. Right now, the boss is so stirred up about that phantom rider showing up, he don't know which way to turn.
Yeah, when that rock came through the window, he read the note on it and turned pale as a ghost.
Well, here comes Gibbert now.
Well, I'm a little late, boys. Got some business in town.
That's all right. The boss said for Lobo and me to guard the south side of the pass and for you to stay here on the north side.
Well, that's right.
Come on, Lobo. We better cross over to the other side now. We've been here a couple hours, and ain't nobody tried to run them cattle through yet.
This fella Murphy's already been warned. I don't look for him to start nothing.
You know, I got to thinking, standing here on the edge of these rocks like this would give us a mighty good advantage if anybody did try to run them through.
Yeah, we could pick him off like birds from here.
Well, just between us, I wish they'd try it. I'm itching for some action myself.
Then start reaching for the sky, boys. You're going to get it.
Hey, what is this?
Turn around.
All right, but don't shoot. You got us covered.
A blue mask. The Phantom Rider.
That's right.
Now, look here. We ain't done nothing. We're just riding herd, that's all.
Yeah, on another man's cattle. Here, put these white shirts on.
Here, what are you going to do with us?
Just put them on.
And then he made us put them white shirts on and stampede that Murphy herd right through the pass.
What's the idea of the white shirts?
Yeah, so he could spot us in the moonlight and cut us down with his rifle in case we try to make a getaway.
And the Murphy herd?
Oh, we scattered that herd from here to breakfast. They're all over the basin by now.
What happened to Gabbard?
That milk drinker? I don't know, unless the Phantom plugged him.
Look here, Kincaid. This job is a little more than I bargained for.
What happened to you?
All I know is this Phantom friend of yours got the drop on me and tied me to a tree. The next thing I know, Dawson and Lobo stampeding our Murphy herd through the pass.
Did he say anything to you?
Well, nothing except he told me to give his regards to Buck Kincaid.
All right, boys. Now there's $10,000 on the Phantom herd.
You mean $10,000 to the man that brings him in?
Yes. Dead.
Then start counting your money, Kincaid.
Oh, I've heard others talk like that, and they just disappeared.
You know what, boss?
What?
I think the Phantom is somebody that we rub shoulders with every day.
You mean man by day and ghost by night?
Yeah, something like that.
You might have something there, Dawson.
Right now, Gabbard. I want to have a little talk with Dawson and Lobo.
Oh, sure. I'll go over to the bar. I feel the need of a glass of milk. See you later.
You know, maybe that Gabbard feller isn't as big and tough as he lets on to you.
Yeah, and I've been thinking about something else, too.
What do you mean, boss?
Oh, nothing. Just keep an eye on him. Right now, I want you boys to get a good night's rest. Because tomorrow morning, I'm sending a special stage to Crescent City with the money from Bud Morgan's herd we rustled last month.
You want us to ride guard?
That's right, and shoot the first hombre that even looks like he wants to stick you up.
Dawson, what happened?
The Phantom got us, boss.
The money?
He got away with it all and took Lobo with him.
I might have known something like this had happened. Call all the men you can lay your hands on. We've got to start a search for the Phantom Rider, and this time, we won't give him till we get him.
Look, boss, I don't want any part of him. I'm telling you, we better both get out of the country while the getting's good.
What? And leave everything I've built up? Are you crazy?
No, but you are if you try to get him. Well, he's greased lightning with a gun, boss. We didn't even have a chance, man.
Where'd he go with Lobo and the money?
Oh, I don't know. He just said that he'd send Lobo home later in the day. I was tied up for 3 hours, and Jim Bledsoe came along and finally turned me loose.
Going over to the barn, see if you can find that new hand, Gabbard.
Okay.
You won't have to, Dawson.
Gabbard, what are you doing with that gun?
I'm pointing it straight at you, Kincaid, and you too, Dawson.
Now look here, what's the big idea?
I'm placing you under arrest, Kincaid, you and all your mob. You're through.
Who are you to arrest anybody?
Take a look at this.
United States Marshal.
That's right.
Well, what are you arresting me for? What is this all about?
Thanks to your enemy, the Phantom Rider, I discovered that you turned Bud Morgan's cattle into money, just like you did a lot of other ranches in these parts. You've been running things to suit yourself too long, Kincaid. The sheriff of Crescent City is outside waiting for you.
You can get by with it.
I've already gotten by with it. All right, Sheriff, come on in and bring your men.
All right, Marshal. Can I take them into the county house?
That's right. Oh, and Mr. Morgan, If you don't mind, you'd better go along and prefer charges.
Oh, how are you going to prove anything against me?
Well, the Phantom Rider paid me a visit with your man, Lobo Gearson. Gearson did a little talking.
I had to do it, boss. The Phantom would have...
Shut up! All right, Sheriff. I'm licked. But as for you, Gabbard, out.
Hey, where'd that marshal go?
Well, he was here a moment ago. He's gone.
Oh, I should have had better sense than to trust him.
Well, I know you, Sheriff. I'm mighty obliged to the Marshal and to the Phantom.
What I want to know is just who is the Phantom.
Nobody knows, I reckon.
I got a mighty good idea who he is.
Yeah? Who, Lobo?
I ain't so sure about it, but before he left Morgan's, do you know what he asked Morgan for?
No. What was it?
A glass of milk.
Thank you, Dennis Moore. Heard with our guest star today were Joe Forte as Kincaid, Charlie Long as Domino, Eddie Fields as Lobo, Jimmy Dean as Murphy, Al Flory as Dawson, Johnny Paul as the Sheriff. Now here again is Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage.
He always sings, raggedy the goody cattle as he swings, back and forward in the saddle on the horse. That anticipated gait and such funny meter to the roar of his repeater, how they run. When you hear the fellow's gun, because the western folks all know, he's a highfalutin, rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime cowboy Joe. Out in Arizona where the bad men are, only thing to guide you is an evening star. Roughest, toughest man the bar is ragtime cowboy Joe. Guide his name to sing to the cows and sheep. Every night you say it, sing the herd to sleep. In a vat so rich and deep, soon and soft and low, he always sings. Raggedy to do the cattle as you swing, back and forward in the saddle on a horse. That anticipated gait is any such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater, how they run. When you hear the fellow's gun, because the western folks all know, he's a highfalutin, rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime cowboy Joe. Cowboy, cowboy, ragtime cowboy Joe.
And now, Foy Willing brings you the instrumental side of the Riders of the Purple Sage with a special rendition of Dark Eyes. Johnny Paul on fiddle and Bud Seifert with his accordion. Men play.
Days of the West, to say that the latch string was out meant that friends and strangers alike were invited to share in a rancher's hospitality. Traditional Western hospitality is never more apparent than during the holiday season. As you prepare to entertain the countless relatives and friends who will visit you during Christmas week, remember that Weber's Bread is a great help when family and guests get hungry. Weber's Bread has a firm, even texture and a distinctive flavor that make it blend well with other foods. For breakfast, lunch, dinner, and in-between snacks, you'll find that Weber's bread really hits the spot. It helps to satisfy hungry appetites and becomes an enjoyable part of every meal. Buy plenty of Weber's bread for the Christmas holidays when you go shopping tomorrow. And now, from the bakers of Weber's Bread and the cast of your all-star Western theater, a Merry Christmas to all.
And now here is Foy Willing returning to our all-star Western theater microphone with Dennis Moore.
Dennis, it's been a mighty long time since you've appeared as our guest, but we want you to know that it's always a pleasure having you drop by and visit with us.
It's been a lot of fun, Foy, and thanks for asking me. Now you can start fulfilling your promise to me.
Meaning?
Meaning a rider to the Purple Sage rendition of my favorite Western song.
For you, Denny, and all the folks who visit with us each week, here is So Long to the Red River Valley.
So long to the Red River Valley. My Logan and Langland is through. And so farewell to the home corral and all the old pals I once knew. So long to the old empty bunkhouse where we dream the hours away. Just send my mail to the end of the trail, so long to the Red River Valley.
I'll roll up my bedding and pack up my clothes and lighten my heart with a song. For where I'll be traveling, nobody knows. I've got to keep moving along.
So long to the Red River Valley. My Logan and Langland is through. And so farewell to the home corral and all the old pals I once knew. The old empty bunkhouse where we dream the hours away. Just send my mail to the end of the trail, so long to the Red River Valley. Drifting along,
Hollywood, you have heard your all-star Western theater, a V.M. Bear production starring America's great Western singers, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage. Our guest today has been the screen's great action star, Dennis Moore. My name is Cottonseed Clark. Next week, another great star of the West and a story of the West.
This program came to you from Columbia Square.
KNX Los Angeles, the voice of Hollywood. KNX Los Angeles, the voice of Hollywood.